From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The ruling African National Congress's new leader in South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised a party meeting to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation to speed up the expropriation of land without compensation.
This conference, with unanimous agreement, has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation should be amongst the mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution.
But the 65-year-old Ramaphosa said such a policy must not undermine the economy, agricultural output, or food security. He said graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said both issues have been around since the ANC came to power following the end of apartheid.
The rate of social and economic change in South Africa since the end of apartheid has been glacial. The gap between the wealth of the white minority and everybody else is in fact greater now than it was in 1994.
He said the issue will be difficult for Ramaphosa, an architect of the Constitution that guarantees private property rights. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post and made it across the border despite suffering multiple gunshot wounds. This time, South African soldiers fired warning shots at other North Korean soldiers in pursuit of the defecting comrade. Two North Korean civilians in a boat have also reportedly defected. This is VOA News.